T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tonight is the NFL draft, and I've already seen the clip multiple times of Greg Williams on his podcast taking credit for the Browns taking Myles Garrett. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this?
Have I heard about this? I have not seen about this, Nick.
So I'm pro Greg Williams because he says things. He's boisterous. I like a little profanity in my life. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you should hear me like tinkering with my...
You're a big tinkering.
My Honda sometimes. Honda? That sounded like a car. My lawnmower sometime. You'll hear every word in the dictionary.
Is your lawnmower a Honda?
It is.
You ride it?
No. That's a push mower.
Oh, you push it.
Yeah, but then I've got a Cub Cadet that's a rider. Zero turn.
You ride the Cub Cadet.
Oh, I like you.
You ride the hell out of
like
it.
Like you would not know. So we're pro Greg Williams here. But yeah, he put out a video today where they were talking about, on his podcast, they were talking about you know, memorable NFL draft stories. And it is his claim that 2 hours before the draft, the Browns were going to take Mitch Trubisky over Myles Garrett. And it took him threatening the front office to get them to stay to the commitment of drafting Myles Garrett.
Good for him.
I just got to say, man, where was this guy when the Titanic was going towards that iceberg? Because every time I hear I never heard Greg Williams be like, let me tell about this one dumbass thing I once did and why I got fired in Buffalo. And I'm really not taking shots. I really do like Greg. And I think his podcast is great. I'm not a racer phrases. I promise you. I think he's great. But I've never heard Greg mention any story involving Greg that wasn't Greg as the solution to all problems. Well, why didn't you get a head coaching job? Because I told him how it was going to be. I was going to go in there and do things my... Okay, all right. Oh, my God, there's like 17 Greg stories. So when you say your prayers tonight, make sure to send one up for Greg Williams, who's apparently the reason the Browns drafted Myles Garrett. Now, that being said, expectations for the next 48 hours of the Cleveland Browns.
So I expect them to do nothing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is going to be interesting, though.
I think the expectation should be that tonight's going to be relatively quiet from the Browns side of things. But I think there are a few things that probably might be variables that weren't last year. And I heard Mary Kay on with the Morning Boys today, where she said vehemently she does not think Greg Newsom is going to be moved. And so that's you know, she kind of was reacting to our Solomon Wilcott's sound from yesterday. I think she does not expect to move today either. But, like, I think Greg Newsom and Jed Wills are two really interesting points to start when we start talking about moves that could be made. And I don't know that a Greg Newsom move is coming. I still think it makes more sense, like, overnight or tomorrow morning or tomorrow before round two. And that's if somebody wants to pay the second round freight. But, like, I don't know, man. I got to say, I got to give credit and dap up to Zach Jackson for his 7-round Browns mock that was released earlier this week. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
I have not.
So even though we've spent a lot of this week talking about wide receiver and you know, whether it's a wasted expenditure at 54, got the Browns taking Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon, at 54. Thoughts? What do we think about this pick?
I like the position.
Mm-hmm.
Now the player is, I mean, again, it depends on how the kid pans out. But so far, the receivers they've drafted have not panned out.
So I think what makes a lot of sense with Franklin is he's not just a fast guy. Like he's not like a Tutu Atwell clone, where Tutu Atwell's like 5'6". That's Tank Dell. Tutu Atwell's like 5'9", 150 pounds. Troy Franklin has that kind of speed, but he's like 6'3". Some of the other picks here, Blake Fisher, tackle out of Notre Dame with the third round pick. I really like that a lot. I've come around with, like, I wouldn't be disappointed if the Browns went tackle at 54. Or if they, you know, traded down to pick up a fourth round pick and then went tackle at either end of second round, early third round. I think if you think DeJuan Jones is a future starter, that's great. You still need a left tackle starting probably as soon as next year. And even if you think, all right, well, DeJuan's left tackle, then you need a right tackle because next year becomes more feasible to move on from Conklin. So I think offensive line's the thing that I don't think we've talked nearly enough about it. And when I say we, I mean, I don't think Browns, I think we've talked a lot about D-line. We've talked a lot about defensive tackle, a lot about wide receiver. I think over the next 48 hours, I expect them to add at least one offensive lineman. And I think tight end makes an asinine amount of sense.
Why tight end?
Because I know Jordan Akins is on the roster. He looks more like a left tackle than a tight end to me. With Harrison Bryant moving on, I think you need a young developmental weapon and somebody who can maybe more stretch the field, like the Sanders kid from Texas. That, to me, makes a lot of sense. I know, and by the way, a lot of Cade Stover love is well out there from Browns fans, the Ohio State tight end. I don't know he's quite the field stretcher that Sanders is, but, you know, like Njoku has really developed into a phenomenal tight end. Akins is a really nice piece. I don't know he's a two anymore. He might be more of a number three tight end. But I think you need somebody you can use to really stretch the field from that spot. And I think it's a thing you don't have. That's not what I think of David's game anymore. Do you?
I think David has really improved.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think that he was worthy of the contract they gave him, the $13 million a year. But he's proven me wrong.
Well, I'm talking about in terms of his ability. Do you see him as a field stretcher? Like, I think he's – I'm not saying he's slow.
I think he can stretch the field. I think he does a really good job in terms of putting the defense in tough spots because he's a bit of a mismatch nightmare at times because he is sort of like a receiver who you can split out, detach from the core, and he can go down the field and make plays, certainly in the red zone too. I mean, I don't know, man. I think he has turned into a really, really, I wouldn't say great tight end yet, but a really good one.
I mean, I think he's a top five tight end.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think statistically, yeah, currently, that's what he
but
was.
I mean, he's not like he's not Kelsey yet.
Yeah, and I think I think that's why it makes so much sense that now if you think somebody has that kind of upside, like you're halfway through the David contract, it would make sense. And by the way, even if David keeps playing at the level he did this last year for the next 5 years, I see no reason why you couldn't have two really nice tight ends in the same offense while having those speed guys on the outside. Now, if you've got two guys that can get vertical in Joku, and again, I don't think that's the strong part of his game. I think he's just all around a great tight end. And I think the thing that separates him from some of the other tight ends we've talked about is that giddy-up gear. He's not slow. He's incredibly athletic. But that giddy-up gear is not something that I think is really the focal point of his game. So if you could have another tight end that does have that and Jerry Jeudy, who's got the giddy-up gear, and Elijah Moore, who's got that, and who knows if maybe you can find a mid-round, you know, like Tank Dell, I think, was like a fourth- or fifth-round pick. Tutu Atwell was a fourth-round pick. Those guys, you can pepper those guys in on the roster as well. So I think it's going to be interesting. 216-474-0092. You think it's going to be a quiet night for the Browns? I will say it is not why I'm open to the idea of trading Greg Newsome. But I can't wait for the Browns to have a first-round pick again.
Oh, dude, I've been so not into the draft because they haven't had a first-round pick in the last years.
Yeah.
Last year is probably the most in the last decade that I did not pay attention to the draft.
I think this is the first year that I've really – so I paid attention, but I just have kind of, and it's so funny because I do care. I'm very excited for tonight. I very much am interested in what happens
that
around
much.
The NFL. That much. But specific to the Browns, like this is the one where I'm like, and here's the other thing. It's not just the lack of first round. There's no glaring hole for today that if they don't address today, I'll be panicking about heading into the regular season or into camp. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think they could use another starting defensive tackle? Yes. But you've got so many good rotational defensive tackles. As long as you can keep a few of those guys healthy, you'll be fine. Am I a little worried about the linebacker depth? Yeah, I just said the word depth. If you do trade Greg Newsome, and again, it's not my expectation that they will. If you were to trade Greg Newsome, would you hypothetically need another corner? Yeah, you could draft one in this draft.
You could easily draft one.
And in this one,
you don't know that corner is going to be as talented as Greg Newsome.
Yeah, you are on high alert. You and Ken are on high alert on the Newsome thing.
What
Ken especially.
High? I'm worried about
it. Ken won't even entertain the idea. And I am
worried about it, Nick.
I think we're overrating Greg. Listen, I think we're overrating Greg.
I heard you the first time.
Yeah,
but I said it again because I was so taken aback.
What's taking you aback?
You said I think Greg Newsome's overrated.
I think you're overrating Greg. I think Ken is overrating Greg.
Hold on, can we run the tape back on that, Keith? Did Nick not say
he said we're? I think we're overrated.
Oh, we're overrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then
it's weird.
I heard you wrong there.
You're welcome, or thank you. I'm sorry, or you should be
the
sorry to me.
We. I don't think he just meant you and him. I think he meant the
talking
general
about
populace.
Browns Nation.
Yeah. Well, no, the funny thing is, I think Browns fans are too low on Greg, but I think the media is overrating Greg. Like, I think Browns fans think the guy is a bust. I think he's a nice corner. I think his versatility is what I value out of him. It's not the level of play. Because I think when it comes to a really great nickelback, I think I can find a really great nickelback if you try. What's tough to find is a guy that's really strong inside and also can play on the outside. That's why I think he might be worth a second-round pick. But in terms of what I've seen from him, like at no point have I thought to myself, this is a guy you have to keep. Mm. And I am team spend them ducats. I am team spend Jimmy Haslam money. So it's not about, well, I don't want to spend the money on him. No. It's about you can't pay him all. You shouldn't pay him all. You can literally pay them all now in the NFL. And if you don't, you're just cheap. But you shouldn't pay them all. And the difference between the Ravens and other teams is the Ravens have picked the right guys to re-sign mostly, and they've picked the right guys to let move on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.